She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I got to tell you something. Facebook is pretty prevalent in all of our lives, but it helps me stay in touch. I do like it. I think that it's always about the user. Can you use it for good or for evil? And using it for good, the way that I think about it is that I was able to understand that this guest that I have on every week, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, if you can, for 30 to 60 seconds, tell me what happened, because I saw you all bundled up in, I think, a very cold airport sleeping. And the reason I want to tell the listeners is because I probably think you have about 2 hours of sleep on board because of this trial and tribulation, and you're still here with us. But what happened?
Oh, I was visiting some kids who used to live across the street from us. They kind of adopted us, and then they moved from Hawaii to Alaska. So decided after Expo and after my lecture circuit, flew up there and got caught in an Anchorage blizzard, and the plane got redirected to this little teeny tiny tiny mountain town. Didn't even have TSA. They wouldn't let us take off. So got to snooze, spend the night in the airport and snoozing there. But it gives me an appreciation for life in Hawaii. That's a good thing about those kind of things. It wasn't bad. But
it's all about perspective.
It makes me want to wear my ruby red slippers whenever I'm out of Ohio and out of Hawaii, I want to click my heels together 3 times and say, there's no place like home.
That's right. Well, you certainly live in a beautiful state, but we do appreciate you being here. And you and I have been chatting the last three times that we've been on about adrenal issues. It's a big, big topic on my show because I think it's a big, big topic that people still need to wrap their minds around regarding all the different phases, I think, of adrenal fatigue. We talked, first of all, that usually in phase one, people don't really understand because they're either, they're just surviving, right? Moving, divorce, chaos. And then if that goes chronic, you've got high, high cortisol levels, high, high catecholamine levels. And we talked about how that can be damaging and also what people can do to manage the cortisol. But now let's say we keep going at that level of what have you in, each individual life, and these cortisol levels go to that place where they're deficient and depleted. Take it away.
Absolutely. And then you go to that place called marriage counseling, divorce lawyers,
yes,
and basically having mood shifts.
If you could even make it there.
Oh, it's amazing, because what happens is that cortisol maintains blood sugar during stress. It gives your brain the fuel that it needs to handle. And when your adrenals get fatigued, that blood sugar will drop too low, and the alarms go off in your brain. It's the same as suffocating. And it's feed me now or I will kill you. And the claws come out, the moods come out. So for those of you who recognize yourself, we're going to teach you how to take care of that. But I want you to make a little card and give it to your loved ones and say, when I am irritable, feed me. Because that will save your life and theirs and your marriage. So for those of you who get irritable with stress, also low blood pressure, sometimes maybe a little dizzy when standing. But you got to realize, you go to the doctor, and most MDs, there's either your adrenals are dead, kaput, gone, so shot that you have to be put in the hospital, have a med alert bracelet, or they're totally normal. There's no in between. So it's really the way we handle it in medicine is insane. And Holly, to give an example, we diagnosed it in medicine. Normal cortisol levels are about 20 in the morning. If it's under 6, we say you have Addison's disease and you need emergency treatment. 6.1, we say absolutely no problem, whatever. Even if you're bedridden, no adrenal problem. And if you do 2 cortisol on the same tube of blood from the same person, they will usually be 4 to 8 points apart. That's how inaccurate the test is. So 5.9, life-threatening. 6.1, no problem. I don't think so.
Wow. See, I always say you can't treat lab tests. You've got to treat people. These are little pieces of the puzzle of a clinical case. And it's so important, as you said, you could be diagnosed just fine, even if you're bedridden, because your cortisol isn't a certain normal. So it's a great point.
Yep. And it's literally insane, but it's part of our medical religion. So the good news is that people don't have to wait for doctors to we're still in medicine. We're partying like it's 1779. We figure we're up on the news. It's like we are like hundreds of years behind the science. It's kind of scary. But we don't have to wait. for your doctor to get up to date. So if you find you get irritable when hungry, crash during stress, and if, when you're reaching for the sugar, realize that'll bring your blood sugar up for about a half hour, and you're going to feel better. But what happens is that it puts you on a sugar roller coaster. Sugar goes so high that your body says, oh, my God, sends out a load of insulin and crashes you. So now 30 minutes, 60 minutes later, you're back in the foxholes again and reaching for more sugar. So here's the trick. Number one, all it takes to break that low blood sugar attack is maybe one half teaspoon of sugar. So you can get one of those little sugar packets and pour it under your tongue. You don't have to go for one of those 46-ounce burps that'll have about 36 spoons of sugar in it, you know, one of the sodas. Just something a little bit and then go for the protein. So the tiny bit of sugar, some people will suck on a Tic-Tac or two, but not the sugar-free ones for this. Just a little something, some fruit, an ounce of orange juice, anything like that will break the attack. Eat some protein, eggs, a handful of nuts. I'll carry nuts around with me for when I have it. Simple things like that. And then if you think you're going to get healthy by salt restricting, first of all, if you restrict salt to the government-recommended levels, the main benefit is that you will die younger. And this is what the research shows. The NHANES studies, largest studies in the world for nutrition, show that sodium restricting the recommended levels is toxic. It does have some benefits. It does help our Social Security system have a better chance of surviving. But as far as you, bad idea. And if you have anal fatigue and you salt restrict, you will crash and a burn. So enjoy a good, healthy sea salt when out and about. Whatever salt there is, what I'm going to use, and let your body tell you by how much you crave the salt or not. If you're craving salt, it's probably because your body wants it.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, and I such again. Do not deprive yourself. You have to keep that blood sugar stable because your adrenals need that rest and restoration. And salt. And then also, you talk about water. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you actually have people that are in this predicament, this low levels of cortisol. So high for a while, high catecholamine leading to a deficiency state. I think that you recommend actually a gallon of water a day. Do you?
I recommend don't count glasses of water. Rather, listen to your mouth and your lips. If you're thirsty, drink. It's really annoying to count glasses of water. Now, if you want to set out a certain amount at the beginning of the day and even load it with some ribose, load it with some B vitamins if you want, put something in it to make it taste good, and then just have it available on your desk, wherever you're sitting and you're hanging out, whatever you're doing, so you reach for it. And then at the end of the day, you'll see how much you've had to drink. Other things that would be very helpful, adrenal glandulars, licorice, not candy licorice, but real licorice.
Right, not a bag of red vines.
No. That is actually illegal to have licorice in the United States because it raises adrenal levels.
Right.
And a very simple way to get all of that together, there's an awesome product called Adrenal Stress End. Again, in most health food stores, we have it at endfatigue.com. One or two of those in the morning and maybe one at lunch. Most people find one in the morning is all they need, but some people do one morning at lunch or two in the morning, one at lunch. You'll find after a couple of days, it smooths these emotional and energetic highs and lows right out.
All right, so we've got 60 seconds, but I have recommended Adrenal Stress End for my entire career because, in my opinion, Jacob, synergistic combination ingredients that get the job done, meaning you've got a little bit of glandular in there, you've got the vitamin C, B6, B5, those things that the adrenal tissue that are dependent upon, nutrients dependent upon that. And so, well, good thing is Jacob Teitelbaum's going to be here with me every week, and we're going to continue to talk and make things simple and easy and doable for you to get better and be better. Dr. Teitelbaum, thank you so much. This is Dr. Lucille of Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Your Radio MD.